Fleeing the violence in their homeland, Syrian refugees have found shelter in neighboring Lebanon. But a bitterly cold winter is only adding to their misery. They live in makeshift camps in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley, where they have next to no heating to keep themselves warm. Lemiz Karoud reports on their conditions.
After suffering the loss of their homes and family members and being forced to flee their country, Syrian refugees in Lebanon continue to bear the brunt of struggles facing them. In this town of Zahle, located in the Bekaa Governorate, 95 makeshift tents hosting Syrian refugees line up within the city. Each tent holds up to three families. The tents from the inside are in very bad condition, usually with mold growing on the makeshift walls and used carpets on the floors just so the refugees don't have to sit on the freezing cement or slushy mud.
Very cold temperatures at Lebanon's Bekaa Valley, and Syrian refugees say they can't take this cold anymore. Many refugees live in makeshift tents such as these and lack the very basic necessities just to keep them warm this winter season. With this year's winter in Lebanon being one of the coldest, it has made the living conditions for Syrian refugees go from bad to worse.
Walking through the refugee camp, the sorrow on the faces of the refugees was evident. Khalil, a mother of seven, started shedding tears when she remembered her days in Syria. Before the Syrian war in 2011, the majority of Syrians were homeowners and lived comfortable yet modest lives. That's a big transformation compared to the living conditions that they have now.
This winter is messy as a sea with the mud and water. We would wake up at night to find the kids with fever from the cold. The children's hands and feet are always cold. This is the first time we witnessed this kind of snow.
With very cold temperatures, it is only normal for kids to get sick. Refugees told Reporters File they don't have enough blankets or clothes to keep them warm. It's only the beginning of winter, and at least four Syrian refugees, including two children, have died of the cold across various camps in Lebanon.
We have a lot of malnutrition taking place in the camps. Our camps are not waterproof and leak snow. We are dying from the cold. Just the other day, a woman and her husband died of the freezing temperatures in the tents down the street.
It is also a common scene in the camps to see little children running around in the snow barefoot. Many claim they only had one pair of shoes and maybe one or two pairs of socks.
I would get so cold. My sister would take the blanket away from me, but then I would give her the blanket, and I would stay without any cover.
Another particular concern for Syrian refugees is the lack of fuel for their stoves. Many have small stoves located inside their tents. However, with the lack of heating oil and fuel, it has been a problem to keep them warm. The refugees also live in very unsanitary conditions. Many claim the water they drink is mixed with sewage water. This has caused many refugees in the camp to be more susceptible to illness.
After the storm, we only received words of sympathy. We've asked many times for cleaner water, but no one is cooperating. This water gets transferred to the well we drink from. Of course, our kids will get sick in situations like this.
Humanitarian agencies have helped the refugees to cope with this winter. UNHCR says there are over 1.2 million registered Syrian refugees in this small Arab country. The Lebanese government argues, however, that the actual number is over 2 million. This large influx has made it difficult for the international agencies to fully accommodate the refugees with all their needs.
Usually what we expect in Lebanon since years ago that we have storm for 1 or 2 days or 3 days maximum. But for 15 days with this big or huge snow, we didn't expect it. What we did the plan for helping those refugees for emergency, but it wasn't enough.
The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Peter Maurer, told us that preparation to help Syrian refugees stay warm deployed 3 months before the winter.
Well, let me just first and foremost say that ICRC has engaged into a major winterization program in the region, here in Lebanon, in Syria, in Iraq. And this program has been deployed 3 months before the winter sunk in. Let me also recognize that this winter has been a particularly difficult one. So there was a necessity also to respond faster.
There have been multiple reported deaths of Syrian refugees this winter, which have raised fears of more possible deaths throughout the season. It's a very dire situation for these people, and there's simply not enough help from the international community. Having felt the cold bone deep, these refugees see the remaining days of winter a very big challenge. From Lebanon's Bekaa Valley, Lemis Karut, Reporters File.